Shalom everyone, and today we're going to discuss the month of Tevet, Capricorn, ruled by Saturn. We have all the combinations in front of us, and now we're going to explain what does it mean. Now, when we want to understand Kabbalistically the structure of the forces that are basically bringing forth the force, the power, the frequency of each of the zodiac signs, we need this table that is derived from the tree of, from the book of formation, learning from there about the components of the different frequencies. When they come together, they generate mathematically the frequency of a certain day, a certain week, or a certain month, or a certain year. The universe is mathematically structured according to the book of formation. We live in a simulation. It's a computer program, and we see different cycles of repeating forces that when they coincide like a great huge kaleidoscope, they each cycle brings another power. All of them together create the variability of nature. Same thing, it's like you look at nature and you see that all elements in the modern physics are made, all the elements, if it is a helium or hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, uranium, all of them are made of electrons, protons, and neutrons. What's the difference? Just the composition. That's making the difference. But the base is the same base. Same thing in astrology. So here we are, when we come to discuss the month of Capricorn, a sign of Gdi in Hebrew, we realize it's the first month of the winter. So one great cycle is the cycle of the four seasons. Four seasons according to the four letters of the Tetragrammaton and also the four elements known from the ancient times as four, their physical, their metaphysical elements of spiritual qualities and vibration. We're not talking about physical elements. So when we coming to the winter, we realize that winter is the letter Hey, the last Hey of the Tetragrammaton, Sfirat Malchut, the vessel. The element is the earth. The earth is the vessel, which means heat of fire, air, and water cannot bring any fruits unless they come together in what is called earth, which is the desire to receive, the vessel that can receive God's light. How do we see that in our story? That when we go to the winter, we realize that all three signs of the winter, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces, by the core, they are all earth, which means desire, ambition, need. It could be great, it could be terrible, like everything. There's not one sign that is good or evil. It's all what we do with it. So when we are talking about the three signs of the winter, all of them, all three of them have a very strong drive, hunger. Why? That's the element of the earth that by the core, it's the spine of all three signs of the winter. Now, the first in the winter is always the right column, like the first of every season. This first one, which is called in Western astrology cardinal, but in Kabbalistic astrology, this is the right column, which means this is the water of the earth, which means from the three, we know that Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces, they're not the same. What makes them different if by core, it's the same element? So Capricorn will be the right column which is water. Aquarius is the left column, which is fire. Pisces is the central column, which is air. What does it give us? That for the Capricorn, it gives a quality of sharing and giving, coming out from, because this is the rule of the universe, this is how it has to be. That's a very practical vision of Earth consciousness. That's what Capricorn, so they have, you know, Capricorn are known as ambitious, greedy, hardworking. It's a lot of passion and ambition, but there is that aspect of giving that is coming from the, it is the right column of the winter signs. Aquarius with the left, that means left means fire. It's a earth and fire. It's a very selfish sign. So there's not so much giving. The giving of the Aquarius is air. It's logical, not warm. And Pisces, central column, a lot of thinking. A lot, yes, there are a lot of emotion, but there's a lot of thinking also. A lot of thinking. A lot of details of thinking. Okay, let's go to Capricorn. So we see that Capricorn is also Earth. When we look at the cycle, there's another cycle that is the cycle of what is known in a regular astrology, like Western astrology. If you see, let's go to the first sign of the zodiac, which is Aries. Okay, if we look at Aries, it's a fire sign. Okay, why? Because it's the spring is fire, and you realize the first sign of every season carries the element of that season. So if it is spring, the spring is fire, so the first sign of the spring is fire. Summer, it's water, so the first sign of the summer, Cancer, is water. The fall is air, okay? The dominant element is air. The Libra is air sign. And here, so you see there is a repetition of a cycle. If Aries is fire, Taurus is earth, then we have Gemini is air, and then the next one will be water, and here fire again. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, Leo is fire. We count 4 more, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, the fourth one again will be fire, Sagittarius. We count again, 4, so we get Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, fire. So we see those cycles. It's like how numbers are created. It's like you have few wheels and they turn in different pace. Same over here. That's how the whole universe is structured. So Capricorn is an earth sign of the winter. We have double earth over here. A double earth in the winter, and the winter is the last season, which means it could be the darkest season, the neediest season, because the energy comes from the spring, from the letter Yud, Chochmah. By the time we come to Malchut, there's not so much energy. That's why it is an earth by the core, and that's why the hunger for energy, power, knowledge, whatever that you can find by all three signs of the winter. Each one of them is hungry for something else. Capricorn, they're hungry for safety, security, protection, stability, control. They don't have. Aquarius, they're hungry for information. They're hungry for warmth. They're hungry for connections. And Pisces, they're hungry for warmth and for security also. So, and for also for spiritual enlightenment and connection. Now, so Capricorn, we see the hunger, and we see that the hunger is very very strong. That's why they're so hungry. That's why they're so ambitious. And another thing, because of that, they're so driven and motivated, and they need control because they have a problem with control. Where is this coming from? So here we have some other elements, and we'll discuss them in the next slide. Okay, so when we discussed the sign of Sagittarius, we said Sagittarius, the letters of the month were Samech Gimel, which is whoever studies Kabbalah, it's number 63. That's a frequency of Bina. And here, the letters of the letters that according to the Book of Formation are the letters of the month of Capricorn, Gdi, that's Ein Bet. Ein Bet, you know, every Hebrew letter is a number. Ein Bet is a number, 72. Okay? And when you write, you spell out the holy name of God, the Tetragrammaton, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, and you spell it out to these 10 letters you see in front of you. There, which means every Hebrew letter is a number. So they come out together to be 72. Gematria 72. What does mean 72? If Sagittarius was Bina, the eighth Sphira from the bottom, or the third from the top, when we're talking about Chochmah, this is number two from the top, number nine from the bottom. Chochmah means wisdom, but it means also Kabbalistically more than wisdom. Spiritual wisdom, power, pure energy, force, the core of pure energy force. And when you study Kabbalah, you realize that, you know, the light of the Creator is everywhere, endlessly. Okay? So, from the point of view of the light, there's no change. It's always endless. No change. What can make the change? The ability of the vessel to connect to the light, which the ability is divided into desire on one hand, and the ability to connect above, especially when we come to our physical world, are we capable of overcoming the physical illusion and connect to the spiritual reality? So the outmost, which means the uppermost power, when we speak about pure energy, pure godly force, which is like the essence of the light, is called the light of Chochmah, or the Chochmah, the light of wisdom. And that or the Chochmah is from that message is available in the month of Tevet, which means this is a month that's supposed to be full of very intense, powerful light. However, whoever knows Sagittarius, whoever knows Capricorn, whoever knows the influence of Saturn, knows that it's not that easy and it's not that simple. And let us explain why. So, we know that many of the secrets of the signs, those zodiac signs, can be found in the book of Genesis and in with the stories of the tribes, their birth, their whereabouts, and the blessings that Jacob is giving them. So the story of the birth of the tribe of God, which is the tribe that is the chariot for the month of Tevet, Capricorn, is very special. It's not a regular story. The story is like this. Leah gives birth to four sons, one after another. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. And then she stops getting pregnant. She realizes that Rachel, that she cannot give birth from the beginning. So Rachel is giving her maid, Bilhah, to Jacob and says, you know, if I cannot bring children to the world, use my half-sister, Bilhah, my maid, to bring boys from her, and she brings two boys, Bilhah. But she's asking Jacob for permission. Leah realizes that it works. She's in stress. That's what the story is saying. We'll see later on why do we need that story. So one night when Jacob comes to Leah's tent, Leah replaces herself with her maid, Zilpah. So Jacob gets Zilpah pregnant. He thinks that this is Leah. Okay, what happens? That Zilpah gives birth to a baby boy. Genesis chapter 30, verse 11. Leah is very excited and she says, then Leah says, how fortunate. So she named him Gad. Gad means good fortune. That's the name of the tribe, Gad. G-A-D, Gad, good fortune. However, if you look higher in the Hebrew, you see that it says Bagad. How fortunate. Okay, it says in parentheses. That's how you read it. But in the Torah itself, in the original Torah, in the parchment, it's not kosher if you read it, you write it this way. It's written this way, Bet Gimel Dalet, Bagad. So we're missing the letter Aleph. So instead of how fortunate, which Bagad means, Ba means come, Gad means good fortune. So good fortune has come. But in the Torah itself, it's being read Bagad, but it's written Bagad. The letter Aleph disappears and it becomes from two words, one word, Bagad. Bagad in Hebrew means treason. Why? Looks like Leah did not learn. The first night she spends with Jacob, he thinks this is Rachel. She gives birth to Reuven. Reuven has a problem. He's missing something. Why? Because, as in his blessings to his sons, Parashat Vayechi, Jacob says to Reuven, what can I do? You have just energy of water because my mind was focused on Rachel and bringing Joseph to the world. I didn't know this is Leah. What can I offer? Reuven always was weak because of that. And because of that, he was, as a firstborn, he's supposed to have the double the inheritance. Okay, he's supposed to have two tribes. Joseph got it, two tribes. He was supposed to get the kehuna, the priesthood. Levi got the priesthood, and he was supposed to get the kingdom. He didn't get it. Yehuda got the kingdom. He got neither of these. Why? Because the consciousness of Jacob was not there. Something is missing always with Reuben. He's always there, left behind. He was left behind in the eastern bank of the River Jordan. And in the exiles, he was the first to go into exile. Here comes the same story with God. Leah gives Zilpah to Jacob without Jacob knowing. So instead of how fortunate, it becomes treason. So, you want to complain to Leah? No, it's all of these mystical stories. They are there to give us the understanding that in the tribe of God or in the month of Capricorn, Tevet, the letter Aleph is missing. What is Aleph? Aleph Alufo shel Olam, the champion of the universe, God's light. Aleph or starts light with the letter Aleph. When the Aleph drops, it means there was light and it's gone. Somebody made a mistake and therefore the Aleph is missing. You need to work hard. There's a lack. So if you want to put like a flag, a symbol, emblem of what Capricorn is about, it's about lack. I lost something. People with the sign of Capricorn They go around always with that feeling of loss. Either they lost it or they're afraid they're going to lose it. That's a loss of the Aleph. We go to the month of Tevet. The legend says Tevet was supposed to be Tovot. Tovot mean goods, which mean good things. But the Vav fell, like the Aleph, became Tevet. Okay, why is that? What does that has to tell us? This is, first of all, why Capricorns have this always feel that they have to rush with terrible ambition just to secure themselves because they lost so much, so they don't lose again. And if they lose again, they have some control. That's why they are control freaks. That feeling of lack, of loss, is following them all their lives since childhood. They are born, it says, like they are born old. Or since their birth, already feeling that they're being somehow being mistreated, stolen, lost, something, there's a kind of a something dark with them. Okay, and why is it? And to give it another aspect about this month, in the book of Exodus, chapter 2, verse 2, there's a verse, Vatitzpenehu shlosha yerachim. The simple explanation, that's a story of Moses. Moses is born, and that's during the decree that all the boys have to be thrown into the Nile. And his mother is hiding him for 3 months. After 3 months, she can't hide him anymore. Then she puts him in the Nile in the ark. But there is a deeper meaning that for that words, these words, Vatispeneu Shlosha Yerachim, and she hid him for 3 months. Says the Zohar, Perusha Sulam, the book of Exodus, Parashat Shmot, about the same article. And it says, Vatitzpenehu shlosha yerachim, she hid him for 3 months, ilen tlat yerachim dedina kash yeshara ba'olma. It's a code that the 3 months of the year, there's harsh judgment in the universe. Which one are they? Mai Ninhu Tammuz Av Tevet. Cancer, Leo, and Capricorn. Tammuz Av and Tevet. They're not even coming one after another. Tammuz is 6 months away from Tevet. But so we see how the Torah has its own way to encode information in some in a text that looks like what's the code over here? So, which means we understand from that 3 months over the year that there's harsh judgment and people need to be much more careful in everything they do. Much more careful. During Tammuz and Av, we have the 3 weeks, but according to the Kabbalists, it's the whole 2 months that you have to be much more careful about what you do. It's very hard because of the judgment. It's very easy to be carried away with the judgment and let it take over, and you can spill the whole all the goods. So you need to be extra careful about what you say, what you feel during these 3 months, and especially here during the month of Capricorn. Why? There's a lack. There's a lack. There's kind of negativity in the air, which means you have to work much harder in order to see results. How do we apply that? So let us see what's happening. So in the month of Tevet, Capricorn, the two ruling letters, the frequencies that generate that month is Bet and Ein. Bet for planet Saturn, Ein for the sign of Capricorn. As we said, Ein Bet is a number, it's 72, showing that wherever the lack is bigger, the revelation is also bigger, because when you study Kabbalah, you understand that who can draw, if we are talking about that God's light is endless by over and above the limitation of time and space, which means how much light can someone reveal depends how much desire they have. The bigger desire, the bigger the light, which means if you come from the Malchut level, Capricorn, the first month of the winter, which is Malchut, you can draw Chokhmah light. You can draw the highest light, which means hungry people are capable of revealing much more. We know that hunger, necessity, is the mother of all invention. Satiated people don't reveal so much, don't generate so much, don't create so much. So on one hand, yes, Capricorn is a not easy sign for anyone. During this month, we have to be careful. There's so much judgment, there's so much negativity. People of Capricorn, they're very anxious. They have a problem with anxieties, with emotional breakdowns. We know that statistically, the highest percentage of people of any sign hospitalized for emotional breakdown and problems like this, Capricorn. Why? So much pressure, so much stress, so much lack. That is when you're not aligned with spirituality. Why? When you desire so much and you're drawing the light of wisdom or the Chokhmah, 72, it can burn you, which means high voltage, very risky when you don't go by the rules. Therefore, we know that Capricorn have a lot of respect to rules. You'll find a lot of accountants and lawyers with Capricorn. Why? Because they have a great, great respect to the rules, because somehow deep inside, they know that not following the rules can be very, very painful. So you can find one in honesty, working hard, ambitious. They don't count on miracles in order to achieve whatever they want. That's very unlike Sagittarius. Sagittarius, they can work very hard, but they count on miracles. Without miracles, they don't go to work. They don't do anything. They're kind of more spoiled kids. And therefore, Capricorn, which is all about need, desire, achievement, control, they're very, very powerful. And they, you know, usually Capricorns and Sagittarius don't get along. It's like it's two different styles. They're so different from each other. It's very hard to bridge between them. On the other hand, you can find something very similar of lack and desire and hunger and respect to power with the Scorpio. Therefore, Scorpio and the Scorpions and Capricorns, they respect each other because both present and project power and ambition. So they have respect. They can work together much better than both Capricorn and Scorpio have a problem with the childish Sagittarius. Also, if you look at the letters of the month, which we know according to the Zohar, Tikkuni Zohar, that the four letters of the Hebrew, of the Church of Grammaton, the name of God, you can permutate them 12 different permutations. Each one of them represents another zodiac sign. The permutation we're talking about for Capricorn, Hey Yud, Hey Vav, if you know the system, you already know this is the name of God backwards. Not, it's Hey Yud, Hey Vav. Instead of Yud K, Vav K, it's Yud, it's Hey Yud, Hey Vav. That means judgment, because it's the opposite direction. Very similar to the permutation for Cancer, which is Hey Vav, Yud and Hey. which is very similar, which means we have a similarity with, this is a month of judgment. But is that bad? Is that evil? Not necessarily. If you're not spiritual, bad news. It's a month you have to be really careful and very, 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 go low, stay low, and don't make big decisions because you're going to make big mistakes. Be really careful about your emotions. Don't take things personally. Stress, pressure will come your way, and simply say, "It's not me. It's not me." Just leave it to the till after the month. Okay, but here we come to understand the planet, the ruling planet, Saturn, Shabtai in Hebrew, which is very, it's a very interesting game of letters. Saturn is the planet of the seventh day. Saturn day, Saturday, Saturn day. This day is called in Hebrew Shabbat. Shabtai means it's like opposite to Shabbat. What does that mean? And Shabtai, Saturn, was created by the letter Bet. The letter Bet is very powerful, very positive. The letter Bet is the letter that the universe was created with, the first letter of the Torah. Saturn is the first planet in the visible, when we're talking about in the visible seven planets, Saturn is the first in line. Saturn, then Jupiter, then Mars, and so on. So it's the first in line also when we're talking about ruling, controlling Saturn in the Ana Bekoach, the name of 42 letters. The first sequence, Aleph Bet Gimel Yutav Tzadik, is the one that controls and rules Saturn because it's the first in the sequence of the planets. So if the letter Bet is so good, it's the beginning of Bereshit, first letter of the Torah. And the Zohar said, because that's a letter of blessing. Why is it that Saturn is so unfriendly? Why is it whenever Saturn goes into a certain house in our chart, that means delay, disruption? And Rabbi Avraham ben David of Poskeres, 12th century, explains in his commentary on the Book of Formation, Sefer Yetzirah, Saturn is great. Saturn is all about the laws, the spiritual laws of the universe, the real spiritual wisdom of the universe. And it doesn't care about anything of materialistic world. So Saturn is a planet of discipline, responsibility, self-control. Saturn is not interested in material matters. And that's why Saturn is a planet for wisdom. Because how can we achieve wisdom? You cannot be a materialistic person, subjugated to materialistic needs and desires, and be wise at the same time. It doesn't work. The only way to reach real spiritual wisdom, you need to learn to ascend above physicality. So, therefore, says we go back to the saying that necessity is a mother of all invention. That's exactly what the Rabbah is saying in his commentary on the Book of Formation. Saturn destroys anything of physical value, creates delay and destruction. Why? Because when a person is tending to set his hope and security on physical sustenance, physical protection, physical walls, and that's a fake safety, fake security. It will shut down your light, your spirituality. That's a curse. On the other hand, when Saturn destroys your business, your body, your mind, what happens? You open up. People who have like have a normal life without any abrupt events. Everything is normal. They don't have almost chances to reach greatness. Who are the people who reach greatness? The ones who are broken. The ones that were pushed out of the comfort zone. So during the month of Capricorn and during the whole year, whenever we have an encounter with Saturn, we have to realize, as the Rabat saying, Saturn is a planet of the Jews. And therefore, the Jews are always in trouble, but they're also reaching wisdom much more than others. You get 20% over 20% of people who win Nobel Prizes from the beginning of that tradition are Jews, while the number of Jews in the world population is like less than 0.5%. So 0.5% of the people getting 20% of the Nobel Prize, and it's more than that. Why? Because when you're being broken all the time, when you're being kicked out of your place, of your comfort zone, when you're abused, when everything you get and when you're trying to get security through physical comfort, and then Saturn comes and destroys your comfort zone, you realize after a while to ask for something higher. And that higher thing is the light of wisdom. But when you do that out of giving to the spiritual level, it turns into real spiritual wisdom. So who has higher chances to reach wisdom? Sagittarius or Capricorn? Of course, Sagittarius. Because when you're beaten up and when you have a lot of ambition and you realize once after another that the physical control does not give you the security and the comfort you're looking for. Finally, finally you find the real security. Only the spiritual wisdom is the true security. And there lies the bliss a little bit. And that basically is the secret of this month, more than anything else. So it's not an easy month. However, it's a month that has high quality, the highest quality of achieving spiritual growth. If we use the intensity of this month to focus on our spiritual growth, to focus on overcoming and ascending above our physical needs and our physical thinking, then we can find the spiritual growth. And that's why Shovavim always starts in the month of Capricorn. Shovavim means the sixth parashot of Shmot Vayera, Bo Bishalach, Yitro Mishpatim, the time of Exodus, which means breaking our own Pharaoh, breaking our own Egypt, using Saturn for that, so you can ascend and set yourself free and really connect to true spirituality, which is the key for true success, true bliss, and true enlightenment, all in this time. So that's why when we speak about Shabtai, Saturn as a planet of many troubles, it's a big teacher. The big teacher, when you realize that all the hurts, all the falling, all the breaking was all from Saturn, but it was all to bring us to wisdom. We didn't go through Egypt. We couldn't get the Torah on Mount Sinai. So you want to reach the highest level of wisdom, you need to go through a slavery in Egypt, which is a very, very harsh breakdown of the body and the spirit and so on. But only the broken heart is the complete whole heart. And that is about Saturn. Same thing, Shabbat and Shabtai. Either you connect to Shabbat by letting go of any materialism, and you connect to the highest level that a human being can connect to, which is Shabbat, the light and the holiness of Shabbat, or you choose to work, and then Shabtai messes you up and breaks whatever you do. And that's why even the ancient Babylonians did not work on the seventh day on Shabbat, Not because they know about holiness of Shabbat. They simply know whatever you create on the seventh day, Saturn will destroy it because you don't need it. And that's the blessing behind it. Finally, with all the beatings and the suffering, we will reach spirituality. So this is the secret of the month of Saturn. The people that the of Capricorn, their only rescue from themselves is spirituality, intense spiritual study. Because otherwise, as long as they're trying to harbor that lack and that hunger and to fill it up with physical acquisition and physical power, controlling people, controlling assets, it will never satiate them. Their only way to get into real comfort is a spiritual comfort. So, and because Saturn is their big kid teacher, a lot of them start harsh as little kids, but when they come to become older, and from all the hits and the plagues they suffered, they start to allow themselves to be more happy because they really find the secret of life, which is spiritual light. Thank you so much, and have a safe, powerful, productive month.